This chazar is zeichen nesh, v'savach yiches v'shagmer, v'am Yehudim sech nes nazir daf nun zayin. Perek shnei nazirim, perek shmini. Zok the heilige mishne b'siyata d'shmaya. If someone told two nazirim, I saw one of you become tamei to omeis, but I don't know which one of you it was. Zok the mishne, they both have to shave their heads at the end of the nazir. Let's say it was a 30-day nazir period at the end of the 30 days, and then they together bring the carbon of a tamei nazir and of a tahir nazir, and they say like this. What each one says to the other one, if I am the Tamei, the one who became Tamei, then the carbon of the Tamei Nazir should be mine, and the other one of the Tahir Nazir should be yours. And if I am the Tahir one, then the Tamei one, the Tamei Nazir carbon should be yours, and the Tahir Nazir carbon should be mine. They then both keep an additional 30 days in Nazirus afterwards. And they bring, at that time, they only bring one carbon, and each one says to the other, if I was Tamei, then the Tumah carbon originally was mine, and the Tahir carbon originally was yours, so this Tahir carbon, therefore, is now mine. And the other one says the same thing. Since the case of the Mishnah involves two Nazirim and the person who is talking to them, it should be considered a Safek Tumah and Rishus HaRabim. Because we learn from Saita that when there are more than two people, it's not considered Rishus HaYachiv Tumah purposes, because by the Saita, it's only the man and the woman who are Chayshid that they were Mezana. So I would say it's only two people, and that's why it's called Rishus, and that's what gives it the status of Rishus HaYachiv for Tumah purposes. Over here, since it's three people, it should be called a Rishus HaRabim for Tumah purposes, and therefore they should be Tar, because Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim, Sveikai Tar. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Bar Avuna said, the case where the person says that he saw Tumah thrown in between them, but he was not within their four Amas. Therefore, they're considered to have been alone and are considered to be in a Rishus HaYachid for purposes of Tumah, in which case, Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid is Sveikai Tumah. Ravashi said, we see from the Mishnah that this must be the case because the person says he doesn't know which one became Tumah, which means he wasn't nearby, because if he was, he would know which one became Tumah. The Mishnah said, "Megalchen u'mevien." Fact, Gemara, how can they both shave their heads a second time? The one who is truly not Tamei, who was never Tamei, he finished his Nazirus after the 30 days. So now when he's done with the second set of 30 days, he wasn't really a Nazir. So how could he shave his head? You have the Isra of Lois Akifu. After a Nazir period, it's allowed. But over here, he wasn't a Nazir the second 30 days. How is he allowed to be over Lois Akifu? So Shmuel said the case of the Mishnah is regarding a woman or a cotton who are not subject to the law of Lois Akifu, and that's why they're allowed to shave their heads after the second 30 days as well. So Achti Gemar, from the fact that Shmuel didn't say the Mishnah is referring even to a gadol, an adult male, and the reason he can shave his head is because the Isra Leis HaKifu does not apply to shaving the entire head. It must be that Shmuel holds that shaving the entire head is subject to the law of Leis HaKifu. Zok Gemara Mazutra had a different version where the Gemara asks this question on a later Mishnah regarding a Nazir who was a Safek Metzayra and a Safek Tamei Meis, in which case the Mishnah says he has to shave his head four times. The Gemara asks, how can he shave his head for a Safek when doing so is in his V'lai Sakhivu? So Shmuel answers, the Mishnah is discussing a woman or a katan. Zok Gemara Huna said, the one who rounds the corners of the heads of a minor is chayiv for Lois HaKifu. Rav Ada Bar Ahava asked him, if so, who shaves the heads of your children? It seems that the Mefarish says that they would do that for some type of healing process. They would shave the entire head. I was always saying, yes, Rav Huna, if you feel that fully shaving the head of a cotton is, or rounding the head of a cotton is chayiv in Lois HaKifu, who does it for your children? Rav Huna responded that I was his wife. Rav Ada asked, you know, does she want to bury her children, since she's equally as also to do that as a man would be? The Gemara says, for as long as Rav Ada Bar Hava was alive, Rav Huna's children Nebuch did not live. Check the Gemara. They both hold that shaving the entire head is included in the Isra of Leis HaKifu. So what's the machlokes? Even where Rav Huna holds that the pasuk puts the Isra of rounding the corners of the head next to the Isra of destroying the corners of the beard. This teaches that only people subject to the second Isra of the beard are subject to the first Isra. Therefore, since women don't have beards, they're not subject to the Isra of rounding the corners of the head either, and therefore they wouldn't be chayiv, Rav Huna holds, for rounding the corners of a cotton's head. Rav Ada Bar Ahava holds that the pasuk teaches that the barber is equally as chayiv as a person whose head is rounded. However, he holds that there's no difference between men and women regarding this Isra, and therefore he holds that if you taka hold like Rav Huna, that it's usur for a man to round the corners of a cotton's head, it would be equally as usur for a woman. And therefore Rav Ada Bar Ahava says, according to you, you should not allow a woman to do it either.